And it's not a knock on her, because guess what? There are a lot of guys who were high-profile college players who were really good. I mean, we're all sitting here debating whether or not B.J. Young could make a roster.
Exactly. Archie Goodwin.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's not. The whole conversation is silly. And Mark Cuban should know better. Bill Vickery wants to call in, I'm sure, and compare me to one David
William.
Basil. What's up, buddy?
It is very disturbing to hear this quasi-misogynistic war on women style rant that you just went on. I can name two sports off the top of my head where women could compete equally win or better than the average male athlete.
Okay, I'll
gymnastics,
yeah.
Balance beam, that stuff.
Okay.
Curling.
Easily compete all that.
Okay, gymnastics is good.
Ping pong.
I don't know about that. I have no idea.
I'm just telling you.
You don't know that. You have no idea. You've never watched competitive ping pong for any length of time.
I wouldn't put it past
my interest in ping pong.
I have some idea.
I'm not referring to Asian people either. I'm just saying that they could compete equally in both of those sports.
I don't agree with that. I don't think that's true.
You think a man would be a better balance beam athlete than...
No, gymnastics I will grant you, without a doubt.
Okay. Well,
mostly because guys value...
Archery. Archery is another one where there is no distinction between male or female in the Olympics. And poor old Gina Davis, remember her?
Yes.
When she was making Cutthroat Island...
Beetlejuice.
Right. When she was doing that, she was competing at an Olympic level in archery. Another sport.
Okay. I sit corrected.
You are Jason now, and to have Basil 2.0 in the studio with you.
I sit corrected.
Egging on this war against women.
I sit corrected.
No egging here.
Do you think, though, Bill
Vickery? No egging.
Let's get back to the issue at hand.
Yes.
I stand corrected that I overstated my case. I will grant you that. However, how ridiculous do you think this argument is?
From the Fury.
Second round draft pick and or. Even make a legitimate case to be the last member of an NBA bench.
It's one. There's no way. No way in hell ever that's going to happen. But look, she's a local girl. Baylor. It's Waco. It's just south of Dallas. It's Cuban being Mark Cuban being controversial. Probably sell a few tickets. You know, generating some interest. You know, the NBA has tried for years to force the WNBA down our throats.
I know.
And
not happening.
Right. And it's just, but that's all designed to continue to make the NBA have some degree of appeal to women. And so, and those Title IX athletes as they're getting out of college. So, I mean, I think it's just kind of a bombastic statement. And, you know, it's a way to, there's no way he was being serious.
I know, but
there's
Mark. He's Mark Cuban. I usually he does not pander typically, so I'm a little disappointed in him. Here's the one thing I actually just had pointed out from my buddy Greg, and I'm embarrassed that I didn't think of this because he has an IQ that hovers around 74. He says I watched SWAC Conference Women's Bowling on ESPN last night, which I actually saw a blog post about this. There are apparently a few cuties in the SWAC that bowl.
Really?
As everybody knows that I've made this point before, it bothers me, but at the same time, it's giving women opportunities at the from an academic standpoint, so I'm okay with it. But ASU, of course, has Division I bowling. In fact, they're one of the better teams. And there's actually an NCAA tournament announcement about teams that make the field for NCAA bowling. It's an online announcement, but it was
still an announcement.
It's an announcement.
At that.
And I played it on the air last year. But he makes a great point, and he said there are some women that are really, really good, and he believes that they can compete equally, equally with men. There's another sport in here, but Craig, I don't think that's an actual sport. I don't think I could say that on the air. It says something to do with bedroom behavior, but I won't even get into it.
I don't think you should touch that one.
What about the Winter Olympic sport of curling?
That's what I was saying. Curling.
Yeah. What about biathlon? The pairing of cross country skiing
orientation doesn't have anything to do with it.
No, the pairing of
I know a lot of really nice biathlon people, and they just as human being as we are.
Biathlon people.
I'm pro biathlon.
I think they should combine three sports together. You should have the cross country skiing, the shooting, followed by a very rigorous game of ping pong, as Bill alluded to earlier.
And ding
that
dang.
Would really be. That would show me the most well-rounded athlete in the world if you could compete in those three.
Do that, Bruce Jenner.
No, at the end of his triathlon, Bill, in his new age winter triathlon, he would have to get his mullet cut at the end of his performance.
Oh, I've seen that Kardashian show. He's had his mullet cut all right.
You know what?
Shell of the man.
I have a story I want to read to you before I let you go. And I never thought I would use this phrase because I didn't think it was possible. But I'm going to say it. Those Kardashians have really gone downhill.
Wow. Yeah, they started at the bottom.
Yesterday,
the evil force that must be stopped.
It can only go up.
Yesterday's Outside the Lines focus got a coach fired from Rutgers.
Yeah.
Today's focus needs to be this, and it's an ESPN story. Lamar Odom's charity, Kathy's Kids, which he founded in 2004 after his mother passed away from cancer, promises money for cancer research, but unfortunately, according to ESPN, it has not given one red cent in grant money to any cancer entity in its eight-year history, despite raising $2.2 million thus far.
Yeah, that's the dirty little secret that has become a way for all these professional athletes. Unfortunately, some of them are really, really good, and they do good work, and they do give back, and they are engaged. But a big chunk of them is just a way to put their friends and family on a payroll.
Lamar lost his mother.
Look at that.
Lamar lost his mother, according to the story, to stomach cancer, and subsequently is committed to help causes that are focused on finding a cure. Yet they have given no money towards helping cancer patients, cancer research, or anything else. Apparently. He could not stand the thought. I would normally say stomach, but he can't stand the thought.
How do these athletes pay for their off-season travel and a lot of these things they are doing? So, you know, they run their expenses through their foundation, mm-hmm. and that's where I bet if you look, and I'm purely speculative, but I'm betting that there's more than one relative of Lamar Odom's on the payroll, and two or three others. And so it became, when Lee Steinberg set up foundations for athletes back a long time ago, it was a way for them to build community engagement and show that they were good guys. Slowly over time, a lot of those foundations have become all about, and this isn't true for all of them. Cliff Lee does a great job raising money. If you watch what he and AJ do in Central Arkansas, that's all selfless and good. But some of these guys, it's just a way to pay for trips to Hawaii and to put their cousin on the payroll.
I do want to say this. He's not keeping all of the money to himself. That's the good news. According to Yahoo, 60%, $1.3 million, went to finance two elite youth basketball travel teams, which is almost exactly the same as cancer research and helping people who are suffering from the dreaded disease. It's almost the same. Youth basketball travel, cancer research. It's almost exactly the same thing. So, you know what? I'm going to give him a pass.
I see the line.
Bill Vickery, thank you for setting me straight. I appreciate you always. The little conscience that could.
William?
I set no one straight. I just was happy to hear the semi-misogynistic War on Women studio that's there with you and Basil 2.0. I'm glad to see you guys have calmed down a little.
As long as you're going to set people straight, you need to have a conversation with Magic's son. Just saying.
Sorry. I can't set myself straight.
Good
guys have a great week.
Hey, buddy.
Later, Bill.
Appreciate you. Bill Vickery's got a lot of problems. That's why I love him. I have a number of